Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, December 28, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Asia, where thousands are dead and thousands are still missing in the chaos unleashed by huge waves that swept across countries from Sri Lanka to Thailand. International Aid's Miles Fish says they're among those mobilizing medical support for the survivors. The supplies should be sent out within the next 24 hours. Fish says the distribution is the ministry.
All of our work will be done through local Christian churches. It will all be done in the name of Christ, and it's our attempt to demonstrate the love that we have for people in an effort to gain the opportunity to articulate the hope that we have in Christ.
Next, the rerun of Ukraine's presidential election seems to have gone pretty smoothly, but the results may be contested in the country's Supreme Court. In the meantime, Greater Europe Mission's Rich Bonham says they're hoping Viktor Yushchenko's lean toward the West means more religious freedom. During this time of uncertainty, Bonham is praying
that people would really be open to the gospel message, that during this time of change, when there's such dramatic things happening, that people would realize that there's more to life than what it has been, and that Christians within the country would be there to share the wonderful news, the gospel of Christ.
And a new outreach is beginning in Senegal. A host of a local radio show recently asked a New Tribes missionary to talk about Christmas. He's also extended a standing monthly invitation to explain why the missionary team is in Dakar, Senegal. In the course of the programs, the Balanta people will hear words of Scripture in their own language for the first time. Pray that many will want to hear more and that the importance of God's written word becomes clear to the tribe. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to find out how to help organizations meeting the incredible physical and spiritual needs of the tsunami victims in Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.